From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Media reports say Greece's prime minister has written to his country's creditors, saying Greece is prepared to accept a financial agreement proposed earlier. But the Financial Times reports Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras wants a few changes. They include a delay in the increase of the retirement age of pensioners. Tsipras's letter comes a day after Greece missed a big debt repayment to creditors. And the letter could confuse a vote set for Sunday. That's when Greeks are supposed to vote on whether to accept financial conditions set by creditors. The White House is expected to announce today plans to reopen an embassy in Cuba. It's a key sign of the thaw in relations between the Cold War foes. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
A White House official says the U.S. and Cuba have reached an agreement to reopen embassies and restore diplomatic relations. Secretary of State John Kerry, who's currently in Vienna for Iran talks, will likely travel to Havana for the formal reopening later this month. The U.S. already has what's known as an interest section in Havana, which will become a full-blown embassy 15 days after the White House notifies Congress. Officials don't expect lawmakers to block the move, though critics have been quick to condemn the White House. Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton, a Florida Republican, says opening an embassy is, quote, just another trivial attempt for President Obama to go legacy shopping. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The president is to fly to Tennessee later today. Obama is expected to discuss ways that the Affordable Care Act can be improved. His comments come after last week's ruling by the Supreme Court that upheld a key provision in the health law. In Vienna, negotiators have hunkered down for up to another week of bargaining over the final terms of a nuclear accord. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports there are signs of progress.
In an interview with Iran's state-run IRNA news agency, Germany's foreign minister says all financial and economic sanctions will be lifted during the first phase of a nuclear deal. Experts point out that the sanctions relief could come after Iran implements key nuclear restrictions and still be part of the first phase. Ali Vaez with the International Crisis Group says negotiators need the extra week to make sure they haven't overlooked the slightest detail in this complex long-term agreement.
They have to make sure that this agreement is waterproof, airtight, and bulletproof, because this is the final agreement.
President Obama says there will be no deal unless Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon are blocked. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Vienna.
An affiliate of the self-proclaimed Islamic State is claiming responsibility for attacks against Egyptian security forces in the northern Sinai Desert today. At least 30 Egyptian soldiers were killed, at least 6 military checkpoints were hit, and dozens of people were wounded in the attacks. Today's attacks come just 2 days after Egypt's senior prosecutor was assassinated. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Today, Oregon becomes the fourth state in the United States to allow recreational marijuana. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, backers of the new law say legalization is about criminal justice reform.
Supporters say legalization will go a long way towards reducing costs in the criminal justice system. David Rogers is the executive director of the ACLU of Oregon. He says marijuana reform is about justice.
The war on marijuana has been carried out with staggering racial bias across the country, and the same is true here in Oregon.
He says blacks and whites use marijuana at about the same rates.
But blacks are more than twice as likely in Oregon to be cited or arrested for marijuana than are whites.
Recreational use is already legal in Washington, Alaska, and Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
The U.S. women's soccer team defeated Germany 2-0 at the Women's World Cup in Canada. Danielle Vidal joined a viewing party in San Francisco to watch the victory.
I'm feeling amazing about the way the team played. It's definitely the best possession that they've played all tournament. They've gotten better with each game, and I think they really deserve to win, and they really deserve to go to the final. I'm super excited to see them in the final. Hopefully we get to play Japan in the final, get our redemption.
Japan defeated the U.S. 4 years ago for the Women's World Cup soccer title. The U.S. will play the winner of tonight's semifinal game between Japan and England for the championship. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.